Brothers! Thank you very, very much. I triumphant return to the States, and my brothers and myself with feats of illusion and dazzlement. My brother Adolf, my brother Ripa, my brother Rudolph,
and my brother Jack.
All right, the Santini brothers. What can I say, ladies and gentlemen? For the first time anywhere, we're going to perform this next horrible trick without Annette, or Frankie for that matter. Here we go. It's the incredible illusion. You guessed it, the horrible sodomy trick.
Ever see any botched plastic jobs? If a man like me didn't like a fellow, he could surely fix him up for life. Make him look like a bulldog or a monkey.
10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back to Sugar Buzz Podcast number 8. We are almost reaching a milestone. Whoa, number 10. All right, what are we going to do for number 10? Who knows? Are we going to celebrate? Are you going to send me some champagne? Come on, think about it, think about it, think about it, think hard. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Wow, number 10. Oh, right. Okay, can I be even more annoying? I can keep going on if you want. No, I'll shut up. That was the Silencers. Yeah, they're a Michigan-based surf band that play in that Dick Dale type of style. Believe this was issued in around 1997. And if you couldn't guess from listening to it, the name of the song was Spaceman.
I waste my time every day at school. I try my best to act so cool.
Yeah.
right. That was a 1979 power pop classic. You heard When You're Young, and the second song you heard was Big City Rock. The name of the band was The Atlantics. The name of the album was Big City Rock. Came out of the Boston area in 1979. I think their biggest gig, or their first big gig that kind of gained them a lot of attention, was when the Ramones hit the Boston area in 1976 and the Atlantics got to open up for them. Anyways, check them out. I have included some links, and if you're into the whole power pop genre, this is one album to own.
Transylvania.
All right, that was Mick Farren. Mick Farren of the Deviants fame / Pink Fairies prototype punk fame. He was an author. He was a journalist. You name it, this man has done it. This was a couple songs from his 1978 solo effort called Vampires Stole My Lunch Money. I think someone should print that on a t-shirt. Just a nice black t-shirt with nice font, white lettering saying Vampires Stole My Lunch Money. I take a size large, and because I came up with the idea, I think you should mail it to me. So, you heard two songs. You heard Farren's Ode to the Man, to the Lord of Horror, Bela Lugosi. And the second song you heard was Half Price Drinks. Great album, great CD. I believe it was released recently. The copy that I actually own came out of Japan. You can get it, I believe, on a more updated version of it. But run a search, you should be able to find it.
Tell you something you may not understand, but I'm a thirsty vampire. I want to bite your head, shoot. I want to bite your head. I want to bite your head. Oh, please, please don't scream. I know you think it's grand when I fly in your window. Just let me bite your hand. Just let me bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. And then I bite you. I feel happy inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I think you understand that I feel that something. I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Shoot. I want to bite your hand. And when I bite you, I feel happy here inside. It's so delicious that my thirst I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand. Sure, I want to bite your hand. I want to bite your hand.
Welcome. That was Gene Moss and the Monsters from an album called Dracula's Greatest Hits that was released on RCA Victor in 1964. And that's Gene doing a Bela Lugosi type vocal to a song called I Want to Bite Your Hand. Yeah.
Let me piss on your attitude.
Have it, Personality Crisis. I am sure they got their name from the New York Dolls classic song. Personality Crisis were probably one of the best punk hardcore bands to come out of Canada. They actually came from Winnipeg. They formed in 1979, but the actual album called Creatures for a While came out in 1983 and was reissued on Overground Records in 1989. So the two songs that you heard was The Twilight's Last Gleaming, and the second song was Creatures for a While.
We'll be right back.
All right, surf's up. Always nice to hear some surf, wouldn't you say? This is from a split CD by two bands. The name of the split is called East Coast Fury. The first band you heard is called Hot Rod Fury, and the name of that white hot number is called White Out. The second song you heard was the second band from the split, and they are called East Coast Tremors, doing the classic take, surf take, I must add, of Judas Priest breaking the law. Surf's up.
Out in the street, there is wild speculation. Revolt, surge, and vomit to cryptic incantation. Rumors rise and quiet down. There is no constant rhyme. A man can plot and scheme, but no man plans the time. A big wall is waiting down the road. It isn't hard to feel it in your
It never ceases to amaze me what Alive Records puts out. This is an excellent release from a band called Brimstone Howl. The name of the CD is Guts of Steel. Came out in 2007. The first song that you actually heard is called The Moment and the Hour. It has a real gun club type feel, doesn't it? And the second song you heard was Tomahawk. So that's it for this podcast. Hope you enjoyed it, and good night, good riddance, and whatever else you want to fill in the blank, good blank. Bye.
Hey, did you hear that? The new cool word to say is a buck. Hey, what you talking about? You saying the new cool word is fuck? No, man. I'm saying the new word. The new word. All the hip kids are saying buck. Buck, man. Buck this. Buck you. Buck. Bucker. You crazy, man. There's no such word as buck. I'm not going around saying that. This buck. And you're probably just making this fucking shit up.